Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Have your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news and co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Head of production and co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're here to give you a good, strong, fun, positive week. It's all coming up for you. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good over here. Nice blue skies. Can't complain. I saw an eagle this morning.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah.
Oh,
bald eagle?
Yeah, yeah. We got a nest of them across the street from
really
us.
Really close by, yeah.
We're kind of, I don't want to brag, but we're friends. You know, we talk. We talk in the mornings and stuff. We're friends. I don't want to, you know, I don't mean to throw that out there and everything, be a bragger or nothing, but it's cool.
Oh, that's amazing. Gotta love that. I have that bald eagle license plate. I'm obsessed. So I get it.
Nice.
Oh, you got to come by the studio sometime, Brittany. Yeah. You'll love this nest out there. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to see from here, especially in the summer in the blue.
I will have to.
In a beautiful sky like today. Is this sky going to continue?
Oh, it is. It's going to stay nice and beautiful today. We're going to feel some nice heat for the summer, too. Mid-80s. Mm. We're going to have that on repeat tomorrow as well. But as we go to sleep tonight, that's when the weather is coming through, and it could be strong to severe. So we are looking at a system hitting, probably firing up some storms around this evening, maybe after 7 o'clock or so. But the big event does push through after midnight and through the overnight hours and through about 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. We could see some damaging wind gusts, some large hail pushing through, and it's just going to really wreck our sleep. So keep that in mind. Maybe go to bed a little early today.
Yeah. And hopefully sleep through it.
I like that, actually. That's not bad. Now, what's this whole sleep thing? Now, that I got to figure that up, that part out. But
meteorology cannot help you with that, man.
No. The rain does help a little bit.
Oh, okay.
It does help
all the
sleep to that.
Sleep
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brittany, we appreciate you. We'll hang out again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Have a good one. Best in the business right there. Our friend Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. Speaking of time slots, we're going to get into our time change and some of our lineup change for the afternoons a little bit later. That's coming up, along with El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We also have the unhealthiest snacks on the planet.
All right. Go get me some.
Coming from my zebra cakes. Coming from my
your little Debbie's?
Twinkies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Twinkies.
Twinkies.
Yeah, yeah, they're coming after.
You know how long it's been since I've had a Twinkie?
I don't know either. We'll take you right up to the 9 o'clock hour, where that will be kicked off by the Kitchens Open. Melissa's got a fantastic one lined up for us today.
Not talking about Twinkies, though.
Talking about bird flu again.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. But it's not going away, so we got to talk about
true.
It.
That's true.
Yeah. Actually, it's a really informative one. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to diving into that. Afterwards, we'll have a little bit of entertainment news for you. I want to talk not only about I got a good one. I'm just finding out this morning that there is a rift between Taylor Swift and Dave Grohl.
What?
And so we're gonna learn about that. And we have some
goody.
Have a good one later. Props from classic movies that were thrown away.
Oh no!
Collectors are
Ruby
crying.
Slippers.
Yeah,
yeah. And in the 9 o'clock hour, a little bit later, I saved this one. I wanted to talk about with you two. A country may make it illegal for politicians to lie.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. It's called Neverland.
It's called It's called Nowhere.
We'll get into all of that coming up. I got another topic for us too, but Seth did something this morning.
Oh, okay. I did? Oh, okay.
Well, actually, it wasn't Seth. It was our computers.
Oh, yeah.
So the audience probably doesn't know this, but about a minute before we went on air, everything just shut down.
That's always fun.
Our clean feed went out. Our internet went out.
Our automation went out. Yeah.
Yeah. Seth was running around, double-checking things, making sure that we were good to go, and things just kind of kicked back into gear. Mm-hmm. Shout out to our engineering team and the great work there, and certainly appreciate that. But as that was happening, we were joking about having to fix things, and I mentioned, you know, we might have to jimmy it. And this phrase, and it immediately had my father pop up in my head. My whole life, anytime that's come up, any chance my father has, you know, Jimmy, they named that after us. To which I'm pretty sure he's wrong about that. I feel like he's wrong about that one. We're not that old. We haven't been around that long.
Hold up. I thought jimmying something was like you jimmy a lock open.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I thought the actual term was you MacGyver it.
Oh, that, yeah, that's the
mug. That will work, too. Yeah. That works well, yeah.
I think that's more of a, definitely the way we kind of changed it.
Yeah.
I think it's been more of that. But I've never looked this up before.
Oh, okay.
And it turns out it was actually started by my great-great-grandfather. No, okay. No. The verb jimmy comes from the noun jimmy, or short crowbar, the kind of tool you'd use to jimmy something or open it. In the 1800s, this type of crowbar was popular with burglars, and that's why it became popular.
Called the jimmy, okay.
Gotcha. Jimmy something.
Jimmy something. It went from a noun to a verb.
Gotcha. I got to tell my dad that one. He's going to love that.
That's really cool.
And he's not going to believe any of it.
No.
He's not
going to. No.
It is a Monday, and if someone asks you, how are you? No one is expecting a serious, elaborate response, especially on a Monday morning.
Right.
But you don't have to say good. You just hope to put an end to it or whatever. Mm-hmm. People on social media are talking about how they answer "How are you?" if they're not good. Mm-hmm. If you're not doing well. And here are the best responses. We want to hear from you as well, how you answer something like this. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Listening on the Civic Media app, thank you for downloading it. And just a touch or two away.
That's right.
So how do you guys answer this one? I've got a list here, like not too bad. Can't complain. One person says can't complain. No one listens. That's usually the popular one.
That's a good one.
I like this one.
Which obviously they don't know, otherwise they wouldn't be asking you. But, I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Living the dream. Yep. another day in paradise.
Oh, man. Said with mild to severe sarcasm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm alive.
I'm here, taking breath.
Tired. Just tired.
Tired.
Yeah. Just tired.
Yeah.
Tired.
Well, that's a universal feeling, so everybody can empathize with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging in there. Or my go-to, I'm getting by. I'm getting by.
By my fingernails, just barely scratching.
Hanging on. I usually say I'm doing all right.
That's good. Meh.
Meh.
Meh. How you doing? Eh. Or you just make
just
noises.
Grunt. Yeah.
That's my youngest brother's response.
Oh, okay. It's a good present and accounted for.
Oh.
I like that one. Yeah. That's not bad.
I've never heard this one. The horror persists.
Oh, the horror persists?
The horror persists.
Oh, I've heard that one, but I think that's a little more recent.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Awful. Why do you ask? Jeez.
Yeah, like, terrible, you.
How about this one? Same panic, different disco.
There you go. That's a great one. And a good band.
Oh, I like that one.
I like that one. I like that one, yeah. One person said there aren't usually any words, just crying.
Mild weeping, yeah. That always helps.
And one person said, you just say fine. It's a greeting people are not actually interested in how you are doing.
It's true. It's just a greeting, basically. Yeah. It's like, good morning, They're not, asking you, are you having a good morning kind of thing. They're just saying, it's a greeting. It says, good morning. Yeah. You're not supposed to answer it.
I think a fine response as well is just saying, good morning back. How are you?
Exactly.
I actually do that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say 90% of the time, people never catch that I didn't actually answer their question.
Right, exactly.
I think that's a good go-to.
It is just a common greeting.
It is.
I think
one response I got from an elderly gentleman one time, which just tickled my funny bone to no end, and I use it every now and then. I said, hey, how are you? He's like, I'm upright and sucking air.
Yep.
It's a good day.
My grandpa used to say something similar to that. Yeah.
That's a good one. My papa always said, Jimmy, you think you're having a bad day? Try not having one.
Yes.
That's a bad day.
I like
day.
That one.
That's a good one. But that was usually a response of if he asked how I was doing and I responded with one of these responses, it was usually a response to that. So it was usually the third response in this. So I have another part of this question I'm wondering too, the genuineness of people and can you tell when they want a real answer and when they want one of these kind of how are you? I think that it's a person by person thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
it depends on who's asking the question.
Yeah.
Right. Because if you're just, like, someone you just met like 2 minutes ago, they're not really, you know, they don't want to know your life story.
Yeah.
No. Or what's ailing you, you know, like, well, I got this water on my knee. You know, they're not going to.
Whoa, water in your knee?
Yeah.
Seth, you should have that looked at.
That's great.
But I think we should come up with a neutral word. Okay, so yes. Almost every one of these has like either a positive or negative connotation. So mm-hmm. even something like, you know, meh, which means, you know, just middle
neither
of the road.
Here nor
kind
there.
Of, yeah. Right, but it still has kind of a negative connotation, mm-hmm. like you're kind of bored kind of thing, yeah. ennui yeah. or something. I think we should come up with a word that's like totally neutral. Hmm. It just means, you know, I'm continuing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think my response is kind of that. I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's kind of, it's not negative.
No,
it's
that's
not
true. That's true.
Really positive.
All right, just... all right is a great word, and it sounds a lot better than I'm gray.
Yeah.
Status quo.
Status quo is a good one. Status quo is a good one.
See, that's not a bad one. I like that idea.
That's a good one.
I guess not a new word, or just reuse an old one. Let's do that instead. It makes it easier.
Got the full 2 hours here
English
to call
is
up.
Hard enough.
Without coming up with new words, yeah.
Yeah.
Got the whole 2 hours here to call up and let us know how you respond to that one, everybody. How you doing? Let us know. Before we go to break, I did want to send a shout out to everybody that attended and took part in and certainly helped with the Cranberry Blossom Festival over this last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Nice work, everybody. Town seemed really to enjoy it. Had a lot of fun. Heard a lot of good things about everything going on. I want to send a shout out to the Chamber and to so many other organizations, different groups that came together to make this happen. And I would like to send a special shout out to our team, Melissa and Ashley, and the nice work they did this weekend being a part of the parade.
Yeah.
And appreciate that.
There was a great turnout for the parade.
It was.
My goodness. You should have heard the response from the kids when they saw Agatha.
Yeah, yeah.
Our mascot from 105.5. Yeah. Oh, it was awesome because they're all like, chicken!
Yes.
Chicken! And they all got up and they danced and they were, and she could hear them, so she'd turn and wave. It was so cute.
That was great.
Because she can't see anything.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Our poor Agatha is blind, but she can hear just fine.
Nice.
That's always good.
That's good.
We look forward to seeing Agatha more out there more and more. It's going to be fun. And we're looking forward to being out there more and more, everybody. Mm-hmm. We got more things planned for you we're working on, and even some of that was coming up this weekend as I talked to Jorge and everything. So
we've
got a lot of things that we're working on behind the scenes to get out there more and more. But another successful Cranberry Blossom Festival in the books. Congratulations to the city and to everybody that took part. A lot of fun things going on the rest of the summer. We got a lot to do. We got a lot
Doesn't
of
stop
fun.
Stop now, everybody.
Nope. We got good things
just
coming
kicked
up.
It off.
Yeah.
We haven't even gotten close. You know, we're just getting going here and everything. And one of the things that we have going on in this area are some wonderful events. We've got our Kids in Wisconsin event going on coming up. Looking forward to that. Kids from Wisconsin event coming up. We have the Buffett, the Sons of a Sailor Band coming July 14th.
Yes, the Arts Council parade was their float was cool. It was a boat, and they had palm trees, and they had a floating hamburger balloon. It was cute. They did the whole
all kinds of Buffett
theme. It was great.
Along with all of these things going on, we want you to be able to attend them. So we're going to do something fun over the next couple of days here, where we're going to give you guys a chance to win tickets.
Yay!
But you get to pick which tickets.
Ooh.
Even better.
Yeah. How about that?
I got a bunch of them here. We want to get them out in your hands. So when we tell you the time to call in, get ready and be able to call in, and you get to choose whichever tickets you want. Rafter tickets, the Buffett and Son of a Sailor Band, or the Kids from Wisconsin tickets. Mm-hmm. We've got those for you, too. All that's coming up. And the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner here on Mornings at WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe. They're open right now at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Enjoy some of their great specials this week, that wonderful, unique menu, and, of course, those amazing people over there. Say hi to all our friends over at El Cafe. Wish them a great day from all of us. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Info at WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And, of course, call up.
Yes.
715-424-2600 or one-button dialing with your Civic Media app.
Encourage you to join the conversation. Everybody, we're looking forward to talking with you.
Someday someone will call. I know someday we'll get someone.
One day.
One day.
One day. I don't know when, but no, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We've got, I got you in tomorrow, Melissa. So today, Seth, give me a 1 through 3.
Three today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Kayla Liska.
Happy birthday, Kayla.
Happy birthday,
Kayla. Oh, I'm sorry, Kaylee. Kaylee
Oh,
Liska.
Kaylee. All right.
Kaylee, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you.
Yeah.
And we wish happy birthday to Barb Kasten.
Oh, happy birthday, Barb.
Enjoy your day, Barb. Hope you have a great one.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier, June Trotskold.
Let me see that. Okay, all right. Yeah. Trotskold.
Trotskold.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Trotskold.
June.
Happy birthday, June.
Happy birthday, June. Enjoy
June and
day.
June.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are our qualifier today.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody that got us those birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Taking a look at our celebrity list, Aaron Moriarty is 30, probably popular, best known as Starlight on Amazon's The Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Very versatile actor. Mm-hmm. She's good. She is good. I love The Boys. I like that TV show a lot. I like her performance on it. She's one of those actors where I haven't seen before, so I'm looking forward to what she does next and to see her do other things.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not enjoying this. They're about 4 seasons in, and they're probably, the way TV shows go nowadays, there's probably only a couple seasons left, if any. So I look forward to seeing what she does next. There's a couple of characters on that show that are like that. A couple actors that I hadn't seen before that I'm looking forward to seeing what they do next.
Mm-hmm.
One of the Quaid's kids is in there, too.
Really?
He does a really good job on there. I'm looking forward to see what he does next. The most popular athlete on the whole planet is 37 today. Who am I talking about? Yeah, you think
Benedict
you should know,
Cumberbatch?
Right? You think it's a good mention, good mention. Lionel Messi is 37 today.
Oh, Messi.
Generally considered the best soccer player in the world. I don't know if he's still considered that, but he's in top three at the least, even at his age of 37 still.
That's really remarkable. But I forget the name of the young man that is considered the best.
Oh, Mbappe.
Mbappe is probably considered the best one right now.
Definitely. But Messi.
He's still up there.
Yeah. And his name has become a little bit more popular here in the States over the last year with him signing in Inter Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, with the World Cup coming up and everything. So, should be pretty good. Should be pretty good. Let's see here. Minka Kelly is 44. Fantastic actress, Minka Kelly. Big fan. Big fan.
Yeah.
She was Dove on Titans, Lila on Friday Night Lights, a bunch of other stuff, too. Good actor.
All right.
Mindy Kaling is 45 today. The Mindy Project, Kelly Kapoor on The Office.
Was at The Office.
She's done a lot of things off camera. She's been doing a lot of production, a lot of writing, a lot of directing, a lot of those things.
Yep.
And a lot of voiceover work, too. Well, maybe not a lot, but she did Inside Out.
Yeah.
That's true, yes.
Yeah, she's a good voice. She's got a great voice. So she should, if anything, she should do more voiceover work.
Yeah.
She's good. Ian Glenn is 63. Many would know him as from Game of Thrones. He also played Bruce Wayne on Titans. Good actor.
Interesting.
Yeah. Kurt Smith is 63. The wonderful Kurt Smith. Lead singer and songwriter for Tears for Fears, Shout, Head Over Heels, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, and a very unique voice.
Yes.
Very unique voice. Especially for a pop star.
Love it.
Yeah, I've always really liked his voice. Mm-hmm. Very, very, announced. Very, very distinct. Mm-hmm. And there's something about that. That his voice, speaking of voice acting, I always thought he'd be a great voice actor. You hear him, he's also one of these guys, when you hear him talk in interviews, almost identical to his singing voice.
It's very close, yes.
That
doesn't seem to happen very often. I don't know why, but doesn't
he is actually a decent actor. He appeared a couple of times in the show Psych.
That's right.
Which, as himself, which was pretty good. He did a very good job in that, yeah.
A couple of RoboCop actors celebrating birthdays. Nancy Allen is 74, and Peter Weller is 77, both from the original RoboCop.
Wow, I didn't realize they shared a birthday.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I love Nancy Allen.
I'm a big fan of her, and I really like Peter Weller.
Peter Weller,
mm-hmm. Underrated actor.
Yes.
Good actor. Mick Fleetwood is 77 today.
Oh, wow.
Too many hits to count. Go Your Own Way, Dreams, The Chain, Rihanna, Don't Stop. I will think of about three others before we're done with this segment. Fleetwood Mac, man. That band.
Yep.
That is one of those
namesake band.
Yeah, that's just one of those legendary bands. You know, there were people that thought for years that either Lindsey Buckingham or Stevie Nicks or Kristen McVie were Christy Fleetwood or Stevie Fleetwood. Yes. Or they all thought that it's an interesting thing to think of the guy in the back that nobody really hears right. from or anything. Yeah. That's the guy.
I didn't know it was named after the drummer.
The drummer and the bassist are the only two like consistent members from the very beginning, him and John McVie. Yep.
Makes sense.
Colin Blundstone is 79, Zombies lead singer. Oh. Tell Her No, She's Not There, Time of the Season.
What a voice, man. Yeah. Oh, good singer. If you ever check out some of his solo work, he's such a good singer. Oh, oh my gosh, love it.
Great voice. Again, another one of those great voices of the 70s. And speaking of the 70s, my father's favorite guitar player of all time would have been 80 today, Jeff Beck. Oh. Born in 1944, passed away just last year. Guitar god. The Yardbirds, Jeff Beck group. They're
collaborations with 6,000 other people. Yeah, he did everything, man.
If you are not a big rock fan or anything like that, I will encourage you to listen to two solos of Jeff Beck's. Beck's Bolero, which I think is the greatest guitar instrumental of all time, by far and away, by far and away. Sleepwalk, there's some other good ones out there, don't get me wrong, but Beck's Bolero is incredible, incredible. I get goosebumps thinking about it. And Jeff Beck's version of Greensleeves.
I don't know if I've heard that one.
Oh, it hits the heart, man. It hits the heart. It's beautiful. He could actually play.
One of the knocks against him was he was very technically gifted, and he is, but he didn't have he didn't have the feel, that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I think if you listen to some, he did. He just didn't use it that much, I don't
listen
think.
Listen to either one of those songs and tell me he didn't.
Yeah,
you go. That's all I'll say. And I'm a little biased on this one. 30, 40-some years being raised,
this was the greatest guitar player. But. It's subjective, yes. You can do it.
I did want to also mention that today is Farmer Day, also known as International Fairy Day around the world, but certainly here in the States, something that we can celebrate, appreciate our farmers, support our ag industry. You've got the farmer's market coming up this Thursday. We'll be talking
Some June dairy breakfasts happening, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Be sure to check those out. And we're going to celebrate our farmers and our dairy industry in a different way, and then the kitchen's open.
That's true.
So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. Be listening for that in the 9 o'clock hour. And be sure to head over to El Cafe when they open their doors, which is not today. We've got a great reporter around here.
We do.
In Melissa Kay.
She's awesome.
She doesn't just work during those minute breaks that you hear and everything, everybody.
All the time.
I did not realize that they were not open. They are open Tuesday through Sunday, everyone. Friends over at El Cafe.
They take one day off.
Darn right. They deserve it. Yeah. Now that we know.
Work hard every other day of the week.
Yep.
And we can remind everybody. Save that appetite for tomorrow and join them over at El Cafe tomorrow at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
All right.
And again, a big thank you to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Want to say a big thank you to Kaylee.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Barb.
Happy birthday.
And to June, our qualifier. June.
Congratulations.
June and June. Yep.
I'm glad she got the
qualifying.
It worked out.
That's pretty cool.
We're going to take a news break. When we come back, we got some fun stuff to get into, like the unhealthiest snacks on the planet.
Finally, the truth can be told.
Yes. Coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Some Beck's Bolero playing us in. Listen to this. Tell me this isn't amazing. It hasn't even gotten going yet. It's just incredible, incredible music right there from the great Jeff Beck, Beck's Bolero. Happy birthday to Mr. Beck.
Yes.
And welcome back.
While we were on break, I had to listen to Declan.
Oh.
Because I know a Declan. And I was like, oh, I have to listen to this.
Yeah.
I'll send it to him as a song. I think at 9, it might be a little... Not time yet.
It could be a little loud for a 9 o'clock. Yeah. Let's go ahead and switch gears and talk a little snacks. Let's be honest. No one who's looking for a vitamin-packed, nutrient-rich snack is reaching for a Little Debbie zebra cake. But are they the worst? The blog Eat This, Not That has a list of the 40 unhealthiest snacks on the planet, and zebra cakes is number one.
That makes sense.
Is it?
Seems a little dramatic.
Yes.
A little much.
I totally. Come on now. I'm just going to say I like them myself. I think they're pretty awesome. But come on. Yeah. I mean, there is not one natural thing in those things, man.
My teeth almost hurt just thinking about it.
I'm telling
you. Super sweet.
They are. Just pure fake sugar.
They're really good. But with 34 grams of added sugar, one cake does exceed your recommended daily intake.
And they come in a two-pack.
Yeah, they come in a two, which you can't eat just one. You can't.
You can't just leave it.
Impossible.
Yeah,
because they're like three bites.
Yes. Each cake also has 320 calories, 14 grams of fat, including 8 grams of saturated fat, 150 milligrams of sodium, 47 grams of carbs, 2 grams of protein, and deliciousness.
That's all you could eat in one day.
Yeah. Wouldn't sustain you very long, though.
And here's the rest of the 10 unhealthiest snacks. Number 2, Smucker's Goober Grape.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, you're ruining my life, Jeff. Goober Grape was great because it had the peanut butter and the jelly in there.
Yep.
Ruining your life, ruining my diet. this is half of what I
James
eat on this
can't
list.
Eat anymore. Yeah. He's got to stop eating.
Ritz Bits Cheese Sandwich Crackers.
Oh, boy.
Comes in at number 3. Number 4, Turtle Chex Mix.
Yum.
Okay.
It's so good. It's got it's got like nuts in it, though. How can it be bad?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
All right. Unless you're allergic. Sorry,
Seth. I'm not allergic. I'm fine.
I know, but your family.
Rounding out the top 5, Little Debbie Swiss Rolls. Little Debbie with two in the front. Two in the top 5. And those are amazing. Does anybody else unroll them?
Yes. You got to eat the frosting layer first, and then you got to unroll them. And then you eat it.
You are traumatizing Melissa here. Her child is like going right before her eyes, man.
This explains so much.
Dorito Nacho Cheese comes in at number 6.
Oh,
at least it's not Cooler Ranch. Those are better.
Yeah, they're probably lower on the list, but yeah.
Max Salt and Vinegar Pork Skins. I have never eaten those.
I don't think I've had those.
I know the bag.
Pork rinds.
I think I know the bag.
Yeah, pork skins or pork rinds are like huge for people who are on like a keto diet because they're supposed to be like the best snack for you. Apparently they're not.
Yeah. That seems to be a misunderstanding.
That's one of my favorite things, you know, what people tell you. You know Oreos are vegan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they are.
Yeah. Hostess Old Fashioned Donuts.
Oh, yep.
Those little
chocolate
ones.
Yeah, or powdered ones. Yep.
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you go after donuts?
I don't know if those really count as donuts, though, guys.
They're mostly covering. Yeah.
You're right,
it's
Melissa.
The covering, and then the cake inside is really not all that great.
Yeah.
No, but I will say.
I could easily skip these.
If you're hungry for a donut, they are a good, like, last, you know, bit thing. Yeah.
Last resort, right.
You got nothing else.
You're so right about this. They are definitely lying to you about being donuts. But
they are sweet goodness in your mouth.
Yeah.
And they're actually nut free too. So my son can actually eat those. He can't eat a lot most donuts because of all the nut contamination.
Yeah. I think this is the only bars on the list. We have 2 candy bars on the list. We have number 9, Twix candy bar. I love Twix.
This is making me angry.
Yeah. You and me both. And finally on the list, this one's going to upset my mom and dad. I would say one of their go-to snacks between the two of them, they both will buy a box of these Chewy Dips chocolate chip granola bars.
Oh, yes.
And
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I guarantee you part of the reason they're buying those is because they think they're healthy for
them. No, they're not.
But you can at least feel good about them.
Yeah, right? Because of the granola part. You see granola in something immediately.
Like, oh, it must be healthy.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm eating granola bars.
It's granola.
Just don't look at the sugar content.
Right. Well, and then there is one part of this, too, that I think that it can be the beginnings of a good diet. The granola bars aren't healthier, but they're healthier than what I was eating.
Yep.
You know, they're just like eating grease, basically. I don't know. I mean, just give me opening a bag of sugar and just dumping it in your mouth. Like, this is healthier than that. This is
so boring.
That does not sound appetizing for some reason. I don't know why.
It's not. Trust me.
Of sugar. Mary Poppins had it wrong. It doesn't help the medicine go down. It just gets your mouth all gross.
Yeah, it does not. It does not. In fact, I don't know that sugar is great for a lot of medicine. I don't know. I don't know if I'd be putting sugar in a lot of different medicine. What was she trying to teach those kids?
I don't know.
Not to mention,
it is a fun song, though.
It's a fun song, but I don't know how great of a job she did really teaching them anything, like any lesson, like period. Like,
I want to point out here, Twinkies did not make the top 10,
which
is kind of surprising. You know, I'm sure they're on the list somewhere.
Twinkies
but
are healthier than Twix.
Yeah, so there you go, Melissa. You got
okay.
Convince yourself.
I'm leaving right now to go buy Twinkies.
You go ahead and do that because I'm as we go to break here, I'm stuck now. Did Mary Poppins really teach those kids anything? Like, was she?
I don't think she did.
Was she a good babysitter?
Yes, she did.
No.
I'm asking. I'm not saying she didn't. I'm genuinely asking. It was so long ago
she
that I saw.
She taught them how to have fun.
She taught them how to shirk their work. She taught them how to just disobey their parents. She is actually Satan. She's Satan in disguise.
I'm starting to wonder that.
I almost got kicked off the radio for saying another fantasy creature was Satan. So let's not go down that road.
I will say that every one of those kids went up to their parents afterwards and tried, did the whole supercalifragilistic thing and drove them crazy with that. Every one of them. Every one of them.
Just disrupting those poor chimney sweeps, just trying to do their job.
And trying to grow up being a chimney sweep in 2024, it's difficult. It's tough.
Just
it's not easy.
Spoonful of sugar.
Oh, cut her off. Speaking of sugar, I think she had some already this morning.
We're going to break.
Curry.
We will come back and have some more
sugar
fun.
Curry?
No, peanut butter curry.
Pop-Tarts came in at number 14.
Okay, see, you're fine. You're fine.
I had to get that one in there. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks for joining us.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping around.
Little Gordon Lightfoot to play us in.
Speaking of distinctive singing voices, he certainly had one.
Got in trouble over the weekend doing Over the Back Fence. I happened to mention that my favorite Gordon Lightfoot song is Sundown.
Oh.
And I got some calls from people about that one.
I got some
feedback on that one.
Gordon Lightfoot songs?
Could you not pick the record? It was good. It was fun. It was a fun conversation. We had
That's
fun.
Good.
Had
That's fun great.
Let's have some more fun taking a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
When you guys went to break, you guys were talking about Mary Poppins. A couple things. She taught us as we were young kids growing up watching Mary Poppins, you snap your fingers, things get clean. I try that every day.
You get nothing.
Why? Yeah. I mean,
it's misleading.
It is.
But it tickles my heart that you keep trying, Kevin.
Maybe today.
It could be. Maybe you got to learn how to wiggle your nose at the same time.
Oh, Bewitched, yes.
Yes. You know what? Click your heels just for the heck of it, too.
Just throw that in there. Maybe it'll help.
Maybe you need a combo. Maybe all three. Maybe that's what you need.
So, and then the next question I have is, with all these remakes, how soon are they going to do a grown-up Mary Poppins? Where the kids have grown up.
Well, they've done a couple Mary Poppins. They did Saving Mr. Banks.
Yeah, they did Mary Poppins Returns, too.
Yeah.
And that was kind of what it was. So, I
didn't even know there was a Mary Poppins Returns.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Emily Blunt does a pretty good job as Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I do want to see it because I like Emily Blunt.
Oh, so that wasn't a remake.
Nope.
It was a
It's kind of a sequel, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that was just a remake with Lin-Manuel and all that.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting. Hey, thanks, Kev. Thanks for bringing that up. I found out, too. I learned something, too. Always
all
good.
Right, you guys have a great day.
Have
you
a
too.
Great one, man.
You
have
too,
a great Kevin. One. Always good talking with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Keep those calls coming, everybody. 715-424-2600. Love hearing from our listeners. We're actually going to be able to hear from them a lot more coming up going forward, really. We'll talk about our afternoon lineup change that's happening today.
Mm-hmm.
In just a little bit, we'll get into that. Looking forward to it. We'll touch on that in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, right. There's some commercials we need to get off our airwaves.
Yeah, James and I were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I almost messaged you.
No, we got it.
So, but it's early in the morning, and we got a lot of people who have, of course, already gotten their day going and started, and we wish them a good morning. But there's some people out there who are still waiting to hear that alarm. Now, is there a specific phone alarm you hate? Maybe you even forced your spouse to change it because it makes you wake up in the middle of the night or something like that. Well, CNN did a big write-up on the alarm sound Americans seem like they're most divided on. Okay. And a popular one is iPhones called by the seaside. And I'm just going to play a little of this for non-iPhone users out there.
All right. Oh, jeez. That's so cheesy.
Yeah.
That's the cheesiest, man.
That is one of them. That is one of ones that drives people mad when they hear that early in the morning. Apple's been using it for over a decade, so you definitely definitely know it. It's the one that sounds a little bit like a Casio keyboard, that one right there.
The demo. When you hit the demo button on a Casio tone. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Come on, that was my Yamaha.
That brought me back, though. That brought me back. Going into Hyde Music or any of the music stores or anything like that, just don't touch the keyboards.
Hit the demo button.
Don't touch them. Some people love it and think it's the most relaxing alarm to wake up to. One lady they talked to said she always lets the full thing play in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
She even does a little dance in bed.
Oh, wow.
You know, good for her.
Yes.
Yeah. But for others, it's like nails on a chalkboard, especially because they've heard it so many times. It's also a common ringtone people use.
It is.
I've never actually heard it.
Really?
Yeah. I guess I don't hang out with iPhone users because I'm too cool for that.
One person said it feels like the song itself is almost mocking you in a way, like quote, like a horror movie. Oh, where do they do the nursery rhyme before doom? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
or something.
Right.
So, is there really something about the specific ringtone that actually does drive people crazy, or does any alarm just get old eventually and you learn to hate it? The same guy said he once tried using Just the Two of Us from Bill Withers, but stopped when he realized it was ruining the song for him.
Now that's an issue. I can totally see that. Mm-hmm. Oh wow! I don't want to ruin Bill Withers' songs.
No,
that would be terrible.
No, I ran into the same problem back when you first started. At least when I first started getting a cell phone, and you could kind of like make your own ringtones.
Mm-hmm.
I did this with like almost every person on my list and all that, and I was doing it as much as I could.
Yeah.
And certainly for my alarms.
Mm-hmm.
And any song I chose, whether it was a Stevie Wonder or a Miles Davis song or something like that, within a day or two, it was like, nope, that's got to change because I don't want it to misinterpret like the memory of the song for me.
Mm-hmm.
Music,
and then you're only hearing a snippet of it.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Well, and then that was the other thing I fell into where I started playing just snippet, you know, because it's only 30 seconds or 45 seconds. So then I would spend the rest of the day, I got to hear the rest of that song. I got to hear the rest of that song. I do change up my alarms quite often, but I'm also one of these people, I could not tell you the last time I needed my alarm to wake me. I usually awake before my alarm, and I'm usually turning it off before it even has a chance to chime in. So,
well, the nice thing about that, though, is that...
That was good. That was good. I like that word.
I use it as a, like, I don't need to worry then. Like, I'm not going to sleep through it because it's set. Mm-hmm. I usually wake up before it, but it's a reassurance in my mind of I can sleep soundly because I don't need to worry about waking up because my alarm will do it for me.
Absolutely.
But I find that after I wake up in the morning, I like that phones now come with so many generic, just like random ringtone options that are not related to anything.
Yeah, there's a billion of them on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually find that I'm the ringtone or the alarm sound runs through my head until I play something else. It just keeps going.
Interesting.
Yep. Yeah.
But I constantly have a song in my head, so.
She's constantly
talking, just constantly. So it's all the time.
There's always music. Ends. There's always music playing in
That's
Melissa's
why I
head.
I always have to have something playing. If I'm by myself, I usually have music or an audiobook or something. Otherwise, my brain makes me crazy.
I'm with you on this. I'm 100% with you on this. Yes.
Now, if we could just find a way to attach antennas to Melissa's head, and we could stream a whole new radio station, KAYE, Melissa, all the time.
No, you don't want to do that. You really don't want to do that.
This brings up another thought to me too, of the similar to the guy that you, the person that gets to sit there and just name candles all day, the person creating ringtones.
There you go.
That feels like it doesn't feel like a horrible gig. You know, it might not be the most creative or what you wanted to do with that musical degree that you got, but yeah, it doesn't seem so bad.
What do you do for a living? I write jingles.
Hmm. Oh, I love that. No, I like the idea of just the guy naming them.
Yeah,
he doesn't actually create the music. Yeah, he just names them. He just after a while, it's like, what do I come up with? Beard with bald head, I guess. I don't know.
Name chimed.
Yeah.
So, chimes,
I'm looking at I'm looking at mine right now, and I see breaking, canopy, chalet, chirp, daybreak. There goes one.
Yeah, James just turned it on.
I changed my ringtone. Darn it. I changed it to this.
So, oh, that's awful.
That sounds horrible.
Actually, I kind of like that one.
I don't know if
it's that bad.
The problem is, if you set a bunch of different ones, then you never know when your phone is ringing.
True.
That's true.
I don't.
And so often, I actually have my sound off most of the time. I don't even know what my ringtone sounds like, guys.
Oh, yeah. No, that's an interesting point, Melissa, especially with this job, where so I always make sure my phone is on mute before I'm on the air. Mm-hmm. But 7 o'clock at night, and I'm, I forgot to turn my phone on. Mm-hmm. I forget to turn it off sometimes, or turn it back on sometimes.
Yeah, every once in a while, I turn the sound on, and then it'll make a sound and scare me.
Yeah.
What is that? What is that sound? Oh, it's my phone.
It's my phone.
That sounded very ooh, that sounds like insects walking around your house.
I can't remember which one I was using. I can't remember.
You're gonna have to pick a new one, man.
I have to pick a new one.
So now, if your favorite band is like mine, They Might Be Giants, they specifically did ringtones for people
that you could
download. Yeah, and that's what I have on mine right now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it's not any of their regular songs.
Like, no, it's a specific thing for the one I have, the ringtone I have right now is basically that the NSA is listening to your phone call.
Oh, that's
call
so
connected
dumb.
Through that's the so NSA. Yeah.
That is so dumb. That's fantastic, too,
that
by the way.
Genius.
That's hilarious.
More bands need to do that.
No, I'm just going to say, almost every band should do something
like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a fantastic idea. You know, another fantastic idea, our afternoon lineup change.
Yes.
It was. I'm excited about it.
Today is the day, everybody. We've been talking about this for almost a month, and today is the day. It kicks off today, our afternoon lineup change. Things get going from 2 to 4 with the Maggie Dawn Show, and I did say 2 to 4. That means the full 2 hours of Maggie.
Full 2 hours.
You're going to get the entire show. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And be sure to check out Maggie and spread the word about that show. She's doing some really good work over there.
She's a smart lady.
Yep.
We then kick off Midday Magazine for Mondays. Mondays Midday Magazine is back.
We got the whole week now with Midday Magazine.
5 days a week.
We're very excited. Our first guest will be Stephanie Hartman, Executive Director over the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. That'll be fantastic. In part two, Jen McNally, Natural Resources Groundwater Educator with UW-Madison will be with us.
Another very smart lady.
Jen's interview was a little cut off the last time we played it, so we're going to play that one for you.
Yep.
Looking forward to it. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 5 to 6, Playmakers.
Woo!
Nobody made a highlight from the sideline. You're going to call up and join the conversation. We're looking forward to you doing so.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have some fun with the show. I will be joined periodically throughout the week when they're able. Randy, Seth, one of those guys. Sometimes we'll do the show solo, but I'm never really alone because I got all of you out there.
Mm-hmm.
We got some great routine regular callers on that one, and we're looking forward to it. No longer does news break on Tuesday. We got to wait all week
all
to talk about it.
All the way to Monday to talk about it. Yeah.
Three opportunities for you guys to talk sports.
Yeah. It's glorious, isn't it?
No, it is great. Because you're going to get to talk a lot more high school sports and local sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe like even talk about pickleball.
Yep. Yeah. You know, to that point, Melissa, being able to talk about other sports, sports stories or just other sports that we don't get a chance to touch on very often.
All right. Canadian Football League, here we come.
Here we come. 110 football returns, kickoff returns now. Yeah, that's
what did you know they get a point for kicking, punting the ball into the end zone and not having it returned?
I did.
It's called a single. And they get a point for that.
Okay, now that's...
Seriously, I've been learning about Canadian football.
That's interesting. Oh, yeah, we're going to be able to talk about it.
I was interested in it.
Why wouldn't you get a point for that?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I had to.
That was good.
We're excited about that. I think that as a team collectively, we're very, very excited and looking forward to Tuesdays and Thursdays being Community Stories with Melissa.
Yes.
You can look forward to that sometime in July.
Yes, it's in the works right now. Things are in the formulative stages. We're cutting up the ingredients and lining them up on the counter so that we can make soup.
Cannot wait.
Talk soup, as it were.
It won't be about kitchens segments. Seriously, so that's it won't. Monday mornings.
I think it's a fine metaphor because if you have ever made anything, you know that it takes patience, it takes time.
That's true.
Nothing good really gets made real too quickly. Mm-hmm. So that's what Melissa's doing, and I appreciate that. For the audience, just so you know, she's creative and talented enough. She could go today if needed. Mm-hmm. If it was a live show or something like that, she certainly could. But because she wants this to be so great, she's taking the time with it, and I appreciate that. In the meantime, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays we'll play some Unlabeled. Thursdays, Seth Faces the Music. Mm-hmm. I think that's how we'll do this going forward. We'll let you know.
Music in the afternoon.
We'll let you know how this changes going forward, or if there's any changes with that going forward. And certainly we're going to have some commercials and different things. We'll have a liner playing to let you know about Melissa's show coming up.
Yep.
And when it will premiere, certainly we'll let you know. Looking forward to that. But this afternoon lineup is something that we're excited about. Our listeners, the last 2 weekends I've been hearing from different people, whether they're regulars or new listeners, very excited about us having some afternoon live content, which also means that when there is breaking news, we'll be able to touch on it for you. Like yesterday, we had a bunch of different things going on with our Cranberry Blossom Festival. Mm-hmm. Saturday we did.
Yep.
And we had Over the Back Fence. So we were able to announce and talk about it because we had live radio to be able to do. This is the importance of live radio. Mm-hmm. Maybe not every day there's breaking news, but when it happens, you want us here.
That's right.
And it's good to be here. And we're able to do that thanks to our advertisers and Civic Media. Big shout out to them.
Yes, indeed.
We'll be back with some more fun right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always...